רצת נפשי, או נפשי ממוות, יחי לצת נפשי, או נפשי ממוות,
בוקר טוב.
Good morning.
בוקר טוב, חברים.
Good morning, friends.
אנחנו קוראים את המאמר אהבת חברים.
We're going to read the article Love of Friends. Then every friend will share his impressions of the article and the chart flow. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where they are feeding the flock." A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And this is called the field which the Lord has blessed. Baal HaTurim explained that the person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way, which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group, where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend." And the man said, "They are departed hence." And Rashi interpreted that they are departed themselves from their brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt. Okay, so every friend will share his impression and his scrutinies from yesterday.
I met with Ronen following the daily article, and we took the last part of the article, and only in that excerpt alone we found 4 or 5 points from our script, our flow chart. And I'm sure this is just a few of the discernments that we can find there. You can break this thing down and then put it back together as in so many forms. L'chaim.
Okay, this caused us to have so many scrutinies of how to do it and really shake the tent. I think that if we take all these things, all the tears we found yesterday, and connect them together. That's the point where we have to act as a ten and ask for the light that reforms over all these things. I think it's been a long time since we had such a good preparation to the morning lesson. It caused everyone to take part emotionally and mentally, and our group was so strong. We were three people doing our share, and we suddenly discovered places so deep of this article. We never thought that it would happen. It also caused us to see what the three before us did and three afterward, because you have to be the link. It's amazing.
I absolutely enjoy this feeling of scrutiny and questions that come up. That part that we worked on together, it seems to me that each one of us also looked at it differently than how he would have interpreted the article by himself. You could feel the maturity, the common work of the ten, agreement, disagreement, in short, coming together as a ten to such a task. It's complex.
Yeah, the work on this article certainly awakens us to the need to connect between us. Then we really discover how many treasures, hidden treasures, there are in this article between the words. Even now, as we read it this morning, I suddenly discover here these subtle things we missed for some reason. So profound things that talk about all the work we should do in our ten. As a result of this exercise, one of the things we discovered is we have one more degree we have to aspire to very strongly in order to be able to make this flow chart in a deep manner, containing everything that is in this article, the field that the Lord has blessed.
First of all, I apologize to the translators that I was reading so quickly. Yes, I join what David said. It's interesting. Or maybe I should say there is a gratitude. Usually these articles, we go through them. We just go through them next to them. And certainly the short ones that seemingly seem to have nothing in them. But it worked out for us that we received an opportunity from the Creator to take such a short article as if and discover in it the whole world, our whole work, and that Rav is forcing us to research it, delve in it. So from the task yesterday and in general, it's amazing how all of these articles that we read each time you approach them, you read something else in them. Even now, when I was reading, I suddenly so much sympathized with this sentence where he says that he will never reach the goal that he needs to reach. Indeed, there was this feeling that exists in you, that you know that you have no chance to reach there by yourself. And at the same time, you feel that your only chance to reach there, it's through the friends, through the work in the ten, the integration with the friends, the efficiency. These are important things that a person has to know.
As opposed to the day before yesterday, that this exercise was so strong for me, and everyone actually did it by himself. Yesterday was very, very difficult for me. I didn't get any impression from yesterday's exercise, actually. And I felt we're not fulfilling it as a ten. We're just finding a technical solution to perform Rav's advice. And that's also okay. Gave me a lot of place to annul and to think and, you know, to have a prayer to the Creator. But I didn't feel an inner awakening as a result of this exercise at all. That's it. It was important for me to say it because we didn't do it as a ten. We did it as really envious in the friends, hearing the way they did it. But I just wanted to add my sesame, my opinion to this nice picture you portrayed.
A person is searching for a goal, a direction for spirituality within himself, within his will to receive. In order to reach the goal, he has to perform actions in the ten that will bring him closer to the Creator. Through these actions, he will draw the reforming light and invert his intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow. The aspect of the Adam in us, the point in the heart, is searching, seeking, and cannot find a true way that will bring it to the goal. And it makes one think that he will never reach the goal. The person acknowledges that he needs to enter a group where there is love of friends so that he'll be able to ascend to the Creator, and he's asking for connection with the friends. He wants to bestow, and he discovers that he doesn't have the strength to bestow or to even try to bestow, because the path of bestowal is against nature, and a person has no means with which to go against nature except for the influence of the environment. Therefore, he has to put for himself the goal of working in love of friends, achieving their greatness and helping them overcome their quality. He doesn't want to connect, and he enters Egypt, but in order to get out, we enter a group.
למען בית השם אלוקנו, אבקשתו לך. למען בית השם אלוקנו, אבקשתו לך. איי, 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 למען בית השם אלוקנו, אבקשתו לך. למען בית השם אלוקנו, אבקשתו לך. למען החי ורעי, למען החי ורעי, למען החי החי ורעי, עד הבנה שלום בא. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשתו לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשתו לך. איי, 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 למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשתו לך.